Someone asked me a shaila. He had over Yom Tov Shel Pesach guest, not Balei Tshuva, potential Balei Tshuva. The Vav did not Shem Vatero Mitzvahs, but potential they'll become Balei Tshuva. So, you know, these people are very respectable. They come, you know, they join the Seder, they come to visit, you know, the potential Balei Tshuva of Mizok. So they went with him to Daven, Motzi Yad Defrishin, they go with him to Daven and Shul. And they come to Sfira Sarim. So the guy asks, what's Gim Ahmed though? So he tells him Sfira Sarim. The guy doesn't know what is Sfira Sarim. No, he takes out the art school. As I mentioned, they don't know how to read Hebrew. And he shows him in the art school. And they have, you know, every word in Hebrew they have there also in English for the people that don't know how to read Hebrew. And he wants that he will open up the page where the prayers are saying now. That's what he wants. So this guy was misupik if he's allowed to show him on Sfira Sarim. Why? This person, Eina Hanami, wants today to count the Sfira Sarim, but tomorrow he's going back face to Ohio. He's not planning to keep Sfira. So this person will count with a bracha. Maybe the second day he will stay there also. Matzah Yantif will go with him. Now we know the halacha is if a person forgets one day to count, we carry on counting without a bracha. Right? This person is going now to count 2 days. If you show him the bracha, you machshel yid the bracha levatola. Just show him from the second line. He will not chav first line, second line. He doesn't know what Olam is saying anyway. So the shayla of this person was, he's allowed to show him the broche, or no, he's machshel yid, the broche levatol. This is the first shayla I want to discuss tonight. We'll try to learn the inyan be'inyan, and duch them have all the halachas of Sfira Sarima. The second shayla is, big machlekes apoyskim, a person that is going to pass an operation during the Sfira, and they're going to put him to sleep for 2 days, for sure. So he knows he's not going to count the whole Sfira. So the shaila is if he's allowed to start to count the Sfira with a brocha, or the val he knows he's going to miss a day or two, so b'meile, he can't start to count with a brocha. The third shaila is the gati yeshiva bachrim. So the yeshiva bachrim, they're already 20 years old, but they never finish the count with a bracha, yeah? They have a chazoke that they forget. But derech klal, it happens to people that normally don't daven with a minyan. But derech klal, the ones that daven with a minyan, it's not so motzoi. Someone tells you, he forgot, b'chlal, manu mosayim, you know that he also didn't daven b'tzibu every night ma'iri, because b'derech klal, only if he's a ma'ir b'shmonesre, but b'derech klal, the people that daven ma'iri b'minyan, they don't forget. So the shayla of this person is, this bochrim, if they're allowed to start to count, every year they have like 50 brochas levatol. The shayla if they're allowed to start to count with a brocha, but they're not allowed to start to count with a brocha. And for tzudetzu was the zelbe shayla, was the guy who was going from America to Australia. But if you know the mitzvahs, if you go from America to Australia, you lose a day. So the ma'aseh, you miss a day of sfira after it. So, it's a big shayla what to do la'aloche. The ma'ase, l'chur, he carries on counting without a bracha. So he didn't realize that. So the shayla is if he's allowed to take the flight. He's causing himself, be'etzem kilu, to forget a day, and to cause himself that the first 20 days was a bracha levatole. Not going down a shayla if in the middle of the plane he could say it, when he passes, it's been a very big shayla, it's all these moving the days. But lama zogim that he can, he's going to miss a day. So maybe he has to cancel his flight. He's causing himself to do a bracha levatole. This is be'etzem the shayla that I want to go in today. This is one part of the shayla. The second part of the shayla is if bichlal this person, this potential bal tshuva, if you're allowed to let him bichlal to count, if he knows what he's counting, if he understands what he's saying. We'll see the sun in the sphere. Could be, if you don't understand, we'll see a pound of kaminis. If a person doesn't know what he's counting and what he's saying, could be sigonish mitnish. But this will be the second part of the shir. So come, we'll start to go duch deinia. La aloch is gipaskin in shulchan aruch. You have to count every day. 49 days. Sfartem lochem, mimochas, ha-shabes, miyoyim aviyachem, esayim ha-ratnuvo, sheva shabosis, tmimois tihiyeno. You count 49 days, 7 weeks. The aloch in shulchan aruch is, if you forget one day, you carry on counting without a bracha. Why? M'manefshach. Other carry on counting with a bracha. Other don't count. Why does Shulchan Aruch paskens that if you miss out one day, you carry on counting, but without a bracha? So the reason is, the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's a machlekes rishonim. If we look at the sphira like one piece, one chativa of sphira, the 49 days, or it's 49 separate mitzvahs. If it's 49 separate mitzvahs, so if you miss one day, you could carry on counting the other day. If it's one big mitzvah, if you missed out one day, you missed out on the mitzvah. So we miss super how is the aloche. The aloche is that it's one big day, one big mitzvah, or it's 49 separate mitzvahs. So why we miss super if it's one big mitzvah, or 49 mitzvahs? So if we miss out one day, the aloche is the follows. You have to carry on counting, because maybe the aloche is that every day is a separate mitzvah. Oh, but you can't count with a bracha, because maybe it's one big mitzvah. But this is the aloch, I think this everyone knows. So this is the Shulchan Aruch, that if you forgot one day to count, you carry on counting without a bracha. What would be if you misupik if you forgot one day? So the aloch in Shulchan Aruch is, that from the day after it, you could carry on counting with a bracha. Why? Zog the Mishnah Berurah, Sfek Sfeike. What is the Sfek Sfeike? Sfek Echod, maybe every day is a separate mitzvah. So even if I missed out one day, I could carry on counting with a bracha. And even if it's one big mitzvah, but maybe I counted, maybe I didn't forget. So it's a Sfek Sfeike. Sfek, maybe I never forgot. And even if I forgot, maybe every day is a separate mitzvah. So the halacha is again, if you for sure forgot one day, you mamshich to count without a bracha. If you misupik, if you forgot one day, the halacha is you could carry on counting with a bracha. There's another halacha. You forgot to count one day, you count by day, without a bracha. If you forgot by night, you carry on counting by day, without a bracha. The day after it, Zog the Shulchan Aruch, you could carry on counting with a bracha. So if you forgot one day, you can carry on counting with a bracha. If you misupik, the next day you carry on counting with a bracha. If you forgot by night, but you counted by day, the following day you could count with a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah here doesn't explain, but in the Sharatzion here he decides to explain. Before the halacha, the Mishnah Berurah explained, if you forget one day, you don't count, because it's a machlekes, you have to carry on counting with the bracha. If you misupik, you carry on counting with the bracha, it's a sfek sfeike. Here, what if you forgot one day by night, and you counted by day? Zog the Mishnah Berurah in the Sharatzion, the day after it, you could carry on counting with the bracha. Why? Zog the Sharatzion, it's a sfek sfeike. What is the sfek sfeike? Sofek, maybe every day is a separate mitzvah. So if every day is a separate mitzvah, memele, you could carry on counting. And even if every day is not a separate mitzvah, zog the Mishnah Berurah, but maybe counting by day is also considered counting. So the Loshon HaSharatzion is azay. Umshul de'avet sfek sfeike lechiyuve. Sofek di'avet zman kol ha'me'eis le'eis. So you could carry on counting by day. ואם תמצלו מגד עשה פויסקים דאין ספירה ביורים על קולפונים הרבה פויסקים מסכימים דאין היומים העקבים זה את זה ומילא זאת למשנה ברורה so we have these three halachas. Forgot one day for sure, you carry on counting without a bracha. Maybe the halacha is every day separate mitzvah, you carry on counting, but maybe it's one mitzvah, so without a bracha. You misupik, you have a sfek sfeike. Maybe the halacha is every day a separate mitzvah, and even if it's one mitzvah, but maybe I never forgot, So the next day you can carry on counting with a bracha. You didn't count by night, but you counted by day. So the Sharatzion explains this as fake speaker. Suffering the day is mashlim, this is the reason you count by day. And even if the day is not mashlim, maybe every day is a separate mitzvah. Lefi them, some poiskim wanted to have a taina. Sometimes a person, he remembers he didn't count by night, and he's mesupik if he counted by day. He knows for sure he didn't count by night, but he doesn't remember if by day he carried on counting or not. The next day he could carry on counting with a brocha or not. It happens kibad every time. Or he remembered by day b'ben hashmoshes. So b'cheshbon you would say mistamenat. Aber am Eisrub Shlom Zaman Oyerbach, it's more than Sefer Sfira Sarimba from Tzvi Koyen, says that you're allowed to carry on counting with a brocha, even if you were mesupik, if you were mashlim by day, and even if you were only mashlim ben hashmoshes. Maybe in the Hemshech will be masbir why. These are the klolim of the aleph base of the halachas. I think pochas yoyser, everyone knows these halachas. But I say now, let me get into the next shlav. So Yid came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, like this is the story started. He came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he told him, I'm going to have an operation, nituach, and they're going to put me to sleep for 2 days. So I want to know if I'm allowed to start to count with a bracha or not. I know when I wake up from the operation, they will tell me the Rabbonim not to carry on counting. Because maybe the halacha that is one big mitzvah, and maybe I can't carry on counting. So I know that I'm going to be in the operation for 2 days. I'm allowed to start to count with a bracha or not. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him, you're not allowed to count with a bracha. From the beginning, you have to count without a bracha. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him, it's a mefurish mishnah brura. I don't understand your shaila. Mefurish mishnah brura. Tov peites. Hilchis sfira sarayma. The Mishnah Berurah brings down on Sif Kotten Gimel. Kosa b'sefer shulchan shloime. It goes like this. Kemedume de bebinoseinu loinogum noshim klal lispoy. V'kosa b'sefer shulchan shloime. De al kolponim lo yevorchu. If women want to count, aber shelo yevorchu. Do bevada yitu b'yoyim echot. וגם על פי רויב אינם יועדים פירוש המילס, וגטר את לילה. שבוודא ייתו ביום אחד. So the Mishnah Berurah says that noshim don't make a brocha, כי בוודא ייתו ביום אחד. State clear, if someone knows for sure that he will forget a day, you don't care about a brocha. So if you know for sure that you're going to have an operation, לגור המי נושים. That's what Abchaim Kanievsky told him. We were zeiche, they reprinted the Shulchan Shloime. When you see the Shulchan Shloime inside, you see, when the Mishnah Berurah copied it, he missed out 2 words. We'll read them inside. Shulchan Shleimer, also Seif Gimel, Tov Peites. Shulchan Shleimer is a Kadmai. It's interesting, he was the Av Beis Din in the city Mir. Shoyo Av Beis Din the Kilekdesh Mir. Mikol Mekoyim, Zog the Shulchan Shleimer, it's a Sefer Kadmai. Before the Alta Miriam, yeah? Zog the Razay, Noshim Pturois Misfira Sa'oimer, Da'ave Mitzvas Eser She'azman Gromo, Achshavino Alayu Choyvo, V'nirali Da'al Kolponim Lo Yevorchu. Now listen carefully. Do Bevada Yitu Be'yoy Mechot, V'lo Yoydim Hadin, V'gam Eina Mevinas Alosh. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says, She'noshim Lo Yevorchu, She'bevada Yitu Be'yoy Mechot. עד כאן חופץ חיים. שולחן שלם מהמסור. נושים לא יבורכו, שבבד הייתו בימים אחד, והם אינם יוידויס הדין. What din they don't know? Yes, what din they don't know? משלבור עושה, אז נושים לא יבורכו, שבבד הייתו בימים אחד. שולחן שלם מהמסור. עד, נושים לא יבורכו, שבבד הייתו בימים אחד, ואינם יוידוי סדין. What din they don't know? What din they don't know? Yes, what din they don't know?
Can't
be day. What? They don't know that if you miss once, you can't carry on counting with a bracha. They think that if you miss a day, you're allowed to carry on counting with a bracha. That's the pshat. Just saying a different pshat, I don't think it's okay. And they don't know they can count by day. שאנשים יתו ביום אחד, והם בוודאי אינם יוידי סדין, והם אינם יוידי סדין. ושתינו, פוק פקרת. If they would know the halacha, they could start counting with a bracha or not. If they would know the halacha, they're allowed to start? Yes. Why? Because from the day that they will forget, they will stop to count. Aber kevon shebevadai yitu, then einam yoynes adin that you have to stop. So don't start. So Moshe Meir Rebbetzin, and she starts. She says she knows the din. She knows that when you forget, you stop. So she doesn't have a problem. You write, Mishabuah says, Noshim lo yevorchu. Aber Shulchan Shleime says, Shem einam yoynes adin. She tells me, I know the din, so I can count. And when I forget, from there I stop. And it happens every year. Oh, but this doesn't make a difference. She knows the din. She knows the din. As I said, Ad Rabba. And Shulchan Shleime state that you're allowed to make a bracha. Because state, because Einam Yoydes Adin. But if someone knows the din, he's allowed to start to carry and to count. And if he will forget, he will forget. As I said, Shulchan Shleime. So they went back to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He told him, Ad Rabba. You pass me mikach mishnebura not to make a broche. Kabe vada yitu b'yei mechon. When you see the Shulchan Shleime inside, steht punk verkehrt. Shom bevada yitu b'yei esadim. But if this person knows the din, and if he has an operation, he has to stop to make a broche, he could stop with a broche. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him, we pass him lefi b'de siyata d'shmaya for the Chofetz Chaim. Chidushim gedolim. He says, "Fakir, the Chofetz Chaim took out his line." Pashas. As is the Reb Chaim Kanievsky.
So
Noshim
should be the same thing.
What? Now, legabi ikara aloche says as is. The Chido and Sefer Moira Etzba, Simon Zion, says, Yezarez v'yasa simonim shelo yishkach layla echot. Ksheinu moine b'tzibur, if he doesn't have a minion. The efshar sheyishkach gam b'yoyim, v'lo yuchal oid lisper b'brocho, v'le mafreya ho yukol b'richoiso b'brocho levatole. V'azay shteyt yishut yad yitzchok, v'chashev soifer Simon Dalet, is a sefer Aleinu L'Shabeach. It's a sefer of Zilberstein. Al HaTeir, Aleinu L'Shabeach. There's a lot of krochim I saw already. He brings down that if a person is going to do an operation like Reb Chaim Kanievsky, not to make a broch. But a lot of poiskim halt nicht das. And there's two groups of poiskim. It's Tshuvas, Kinyan Teir, Vlad Yosef, and more sforim. Erech Yisrael, Rav Grossman, they say you're allowed to make a bracha, it's a sfeik sfeik. Suffolk, maybe every day is a separate mitzvah. Eventually, you're not going to come and make a Zaynish Gan operation. Can you wissen? It's a sfeik sfeik. But, Upshlemazam and Oyerbach and Rabbi Eliashiv, they pasken that even if you're going to do an operation, you're allowed to make a broch. And from two reasons, maybe from three reasons, we'll put it in three groups. And Tshuvas HaRadbaz is mashma that even a part of the mitzvah you can make a broch. You're right, after you miss one day, the mitzvah is not there anymore. But because when you started, so it's a part of the mitzvah and you can make a broch. Ramosha Sternbuch explains different. Not because you do a bracha on the part of the mitzvah. He says that even the Bahag really learns that even that it's one big mitzvah, be'etzem you could make a bracha on every day. On every day Chazal metak in the bracha. Maybe it's taken not mamish one mitzvah, he says. So why when you miss one day, you can't carry on counting with a bracha? Not because it's one big mitzvah. Because it's one big mitzvah tmimos, I will explain. It's be'etzem 49 pieces of mitzvah. But it's a Lego, it's built one on each other. You can't count day 48 without 47. It doesn't go, it's a build-up. Then be'etzem is a mitzvah to count every day as a separate mitzvah. But it has to be a following number. And the first sheet holds, no, you have to count every one of the 49 days. It's a separate mitzvah. You miss out one day, you could count the other day. It doesn't make a difference. The other sheet holds, no. It's only one big piece. But not because it's one big piece and one big mitzvah. It's 49 mitzvahs. Just the 49 mitzvahs that are running after each other. B'meile, if you miss one day, you have to stop. But Kozman, you didn't miss. Avada, you're allowed to carry on counting. Kozman, you didn't miss. You're allowed to count.
The bracha is not mashmal like that, bro.
What?
It doesn't say tmimus.
Bracha? Or the bracha shemichu, you mean?
No, the bracha.
Asher Gizhan. It's Sfira Saimel.
Not tmimus.
No, you're right, but what is Sfira Saimel? I could count. And I'm counting how much people in this room. 1, 2, 7. It's not counting. If I get to the number, it's counting. If you start to jump, it's not counting.
We don't count each min of the minimum. We count one.
You don't have to count up a mini bichlal.
You're saying that it's each part of a mitzvah, so by Sfira should also make one.
No, the shaila is, if you have to make a maisik counting in every one of the days, press a button in every one of the days, or you have to count the group of 49. So normally we learn it's 49 mitzvahs or one big mitzvah. So we're asking, even if the guy is going to have operation in the middle, how he could start to count? So we say, first maybe you make a bracha and a chelik from the mitzvah. And then when the mitzvah finishes, then you can't carry on doing it. And what you should tell says in Shuvah Zahanogis, no. The gather is, it's 49 mitzvahs be'etzim. Be'etzim, you have 49 mitzvahs. What is the gather of the 49 mitzvahs that you have? You have to count 49 days. But the way that you count the 49 days is, you start to count, and it's the following number, 49 mitzvahs. But you can't count the third day without the second day. There's no way to get to the third day without the second day. The mele, if you miss a day, you start to count. But because when you didn't miss, the first day is for sure is a mitzvah. Now, so this is the second svar, and Azeh is mashman Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Reb Eliashiv, now came out, Shuvas, Ksorim, Reb Eliashiv, Chele Gimel. So, Reb Eliashiv wants to say like this. He is not masking. He says, if it's one mitzvah, and you're going to miss, Avadi will have to stop the count, and you can't start the count with a bracha. The reason he passes is that you're allowed to make a bracha in the operations of Rabbi Yashiv. He says, because Be'etzem, we pass that it's 49 separate mitzvahs. So why the halacha, if you forget one day, you stop the count with a bracha? Kach no'agu. The Hainu Be'etzem, the Iker Psak is that every day is a separate mitzvah. Just the meaning of Klal Yisrael was to be choshesh to the other shita. But to start, not to count in the beginning, because maybe in the end you will not be mamshich, this is the reason he holds, if you misupik, if you can't by day, all of the little study you could carry on. Because kach nagu, that if it's every little suffix that comes in, because the ikara halacha is that every one of the 49 is a separate mitzvah, and maybe you could carry on counting. That's the psak from Rebbe Yashi. So b'meile kum tais hazeh. We'll try to make a sikum from this chelik first to la'aloch. Avada lefi de rishonim and the achronim that we mentioned that it's a brocha levatole. So avada, a brocha that knows that every year that he forgets. It's the same for Mishnas Yankev. The Kabbalist, he writes down on chelik beis. Ho'yisirogi lomar la'anoshim atrudim ve'en mispalim b'minyan. ושכיח שאין ספרים פעמחס והברוכה לבטולה, וכן מוכה במשנבור לגבי נושים, שלא יבורכו. רק התארתי להם לבורך, אז ספק ספק, maybe this year he will finish. Maybe this year he will finish. But, עיקר ההלוכה is משמע that even a person that knows that he will forget, saying חוץ לרב חיים קניאבסקי, חוץ לרב חיים קניאבסקי, and Zilberstein, most of the poiskim is mashma that even a person that knows that he will forget, he knows that he will have an operation, he's allowed to start to count with a bracha. And for sure, an operation and all these things, and a bracha that forgets every time, avada, you also have a sfek sfeike. Maybe this year he will not forget. Even in the case that we spoke out, this bal tshuva, the potential bal tshuva, that he's here for 2 days, and we know for sure that he's not going to carry on counting, Lemaisa, we could be samech. Yesh al milismoich that you could learn him to make a bracha. Again, the loike Reb Chaim Kanievsky and the loike Rav Zilberstein. And I'm saying the Ikar Psak from Rabbi Shmuel Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv is that Avada, even if you know that you will not carry on counting, you're allowed to start to count with a bracha. And the minute that you miss the day, from then you have to stop to count with a bracha. Avada, it's a big chidush. Aber Raze is mashma the Ikar Psak. One of the rayas that they bring that this is the Ikar Psak. Lo yishamanu that if someone dies, was brachas levatole, all the brachas that he did till now. Lo yishamanu. It's a halacha lemoshel in tzedoke that you don't give, you don't make a bracha on tzedoke. It's like the Tshuva Sarashu, because maybe the only will not be mekabel. There'll be a brachas levatole. How do we make a bracha on sfira soimer? And the world brings down that it's kimat ha-mefurush ha-tesis in ksuvas nafa in aleph. Tesis asks, why Nida, when she has to count Shiva Nekim, why she doesn't make a brocha al Shiva al Sfiras Nida? Zog Tesis, Shemotistoir, she will not have Shiva Nekim, the Nimtza brocha levatole, Mashe Engen b'Sfiras Oima. Tesis asks a kasha, why in Sfiras Oima she even svartem lochem? You make a brocha. And in Nida, she also counts, and you don't make a brocha. So Tesis in Nida, it's not up to her. She has to have 7 clean days. If in the middle she will not have a clean day, she will be seiser v'sfira. So it's a bracha levatole. Mashen ken ba'omer, it's up to him. Well, what if you will forget? That's what you could say. Here, Chazal told him, don't forget. Mashen ken enida, it's not up to her. But Loshna Tesis is nish mashma ze. Loshna Tesis is mashma shtikel that enida otake, if she seiser otake, is no sfira. Mashenkin and Sfira Sa'ima. But you have to know, Taisa says in Sfira Sa'ima, it's up to him. Mashenkin and Nida, it's not up to her. So, you shout to what side to bring a riot. Pasha says, Mashma and Taisa that only because the Oimer is up to him, that he, the Ayin and Nida, it's not up to her, Oimer is up to him. Don't forget. But Taisa could have answered better, that in Oimer, even if you counted only one day, you did a mitzvah. And Taisa says, Mashma, not like that. That in Oymer you also have to count the whole thing. So maybe I'm saying, Rais is more Rais and is more Tzdodim. Yesh al Malismoich. The Ainu Avada, Yesh B'Shoifi al Malismoich, the people that start to count. I'm saying, it's like Alamol, the Shiurim, Darka Hashem Yeshorim, Tzadikim Yerichu Avirashoim Mikoshlubo. You know, some people could take out of this Shiur tonight to be very careful not to miss a day. Some people could say, oh, so I don't have to feel bad. So I miss. Okay, so from now on, I can't do without a bracha, yeah? Till now, Alamol, I was nervous, bracha levatole. I heard a shir, Rabbi Yashem, Shem Zaman, Aul Etzion, Moshe Sternbuch, such a big reshime. Say that. This is the reshoim, they take out the wrong things from the shiur. Let me get into the second shayla shibur. The Mishnah Brura and Simen Tov Peites clears if Shemeh Ke'oine helps in Sfira Sa'imer or not. It's Mesupik. If Shemeh Ke'oine helps in Sfira Sa'imer or not. What is the Shaila? Usfartem Lochem Lechol Echot Ve'echot. The Mishnah Brura clears if helps Shemeh Ke'oine b'Sfira Sa'imer. It doesn't help Shemeh HaKoyne B'Sfira Sa'ima. Every person has to count on his own. Or you could be Yitzah, one could be Yitzah with someone else. As they clear the Mishnah Bu. He brings up Sachitz Geus. So I have a cousin, Shem in America, Ramot Chayafen. When he was a Bocher, he asked the Stipler Hashayim. How the Mishnah Brura has a suffix if Shemeh Ke'oine helps in Sfira Sa'imer or not. Hot a raya from the Ran and Psochim. The Ran and Avzayin and Psochim speaks out the klal, some brochas we make al ashchite, some brochas we make leoniach tefillin, leisatev betzitzis. Sometimes we make al, and sometimes we make le. Clear the, all the Rishonim, and Psochim speak out, Nav Zayin, why sometimes we make al, and sometimes we make le. Zog der Rana Zakla. Kol milse de isse beschliach, you make al. Al biur chometz. Kol milse de lesse beschliach, you make le. Leoniach tfilin, leisate vetzitzis. Then we have alachilas matzah. Then it goes back and forth. All the Rishonim, everyone is busy asking questions that all different mitzvahs don't fit in their klal. But the klal of the Ran is isse beschliach al. Lesse beschliach le. Frag the Ran on himself. Mikro Megillah? You can't send someone to read a Megillah instead of you. So why you say al mikro Megillah? Say likro isa Megillah. Zag the Ran v'yeshloimar. Kevon she'isa l'day shumea ke'oine. So it's like a shliach. You don't have to read the Megillah. He could read it for you. You either you have to listen. But the mitzvah you can do with a shliach. Frag the Ran, Svira sa'oimer, why you make al? He says, because the oimer was already korev, so we can't say lisper al oimer, we have to say al svira sa'oimer, dikduk, not so good. Yeah? As the end for the Ran. So he has the stipler. The Ran answered on mikro Megillah that you say al because it's alidei shliach, shumea koine. You write that you can't send a shliach to read the Megillah instead of you, but shumea koine helps. So b'meila, you can make al mikro Megillah because it's Shema Kohen. So what is the Ran asking a kasha from Sfira Sohimer? Why Sfira Sohimer you make al? Answer, because Israel, they Shema Kohen. Mucha from the Ran, that Shema Kohen doesn't help, it's Sfira Sohimer. Again, the Ran says, Isa b'shliach al. Lese b'shliach le, leoniach tfilin. I'm mikro Megillah, we make al. Isa b'shliach al yedei shumei koine. It's also a kind of shlichus. Frek the Ran, aber was mit Sfira Soimer? Why you make al? Zog der Kevon shesoifrim la'oimer shekvar korav, you could say al, lo shenova. Let him the answer poshut. Sfira Soimer, so lo shumei koine. The stipler put down his head for 5 minutes. And the Pella is, the Chofetz Chaim, the Ran and Psochim, everyone knows, yeah? Everyone and Psochim with Ran. So the Chofetz Chaim looks for Reis, and he's given the Ran and Psochim. It's doch alle bis. The stipler put down his head for 5 minutes, and he said, Tzorich Yom God. So I, when I was a Bocha, I taught the Teretz. I went also to Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and also to Reb Chaim Kanievsky because it was against his father. To get asked, and both of them told me that it's Emes Lamit or the Teretz. What is the Teretz? The Teretz is as it. Kushi Atzuma no Chofetz Chaim. How we forgot? Before Sharan and Psoch. Teretz is as it. The Dvar Avrom in Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamedalet, clears the Shail. And the Shail does not get a lot of time to Bochum in the middle of the night also. The ones that don't have a minion. A person is going in the Midbar and he forgot what day is it today in the Oimer. He's not sure if it's Arba Yomim Laimer or Chomesh Yomim Laimer. He could count and say, Hayoim Arba Yomim Laimer, Hayoim Chomesh Yomim Laimer. Or not? He's not sure. He will count both. Man of Shach. Zog the Dvar Avraham Achidush. You can't count. Counting is to know today is one, today is two, today is three. To say, Ayom Yom Echad, Ayom Yom Shtei Yomim, if you don't know what you're counting, it's a garnish. It's a garnish. It's not called a Maisa Sfira. You could say it Balabatish and you could say it Lomdish. We will say it Lomdish, but we'll start with Balabatish. Balabatish, you could say to say today is one, today is two, is to say Chinese. What if this person decides, listen, he knows the Dvar Avraham, so he says, you know, I will say today one. Tomorrow, I'll go to the city, I will open, I'll find out. Maybe I'll get somewhere, I'll do it out of Brach. Better, for Brach in the middle of the night, he doesn't remember what day it is. He doesn't have no phones, he can't call no, he doesn't remember what day it is. But he wants to count. Or the Moshe, you know, he didn't count by night already, the Derek Lord, that type of boys. But his mamash 2 minutes before Shkiyeh, he remembers he has to count by day, but he's not sure what day it is. She says today is 22, today is 23, today is 24, 25. Now then you'll come to the yeshiva, you'll ask Doyle what it was. So this is the I'm asking that Rav Avraham says is garnished. You can't count like this. So the guy will say, you know what, I'll say today is 22. If I'm right, I got it. I'll carry on counting with a brother. It's not far far. But longness is also not good. It's not only to say today one, today two is not good. The chetz of the mitzvah is to count the oimer. You have to know what day is it. It's not to say the text of the words, today is one, today is two, today is three. It's to make a ma'aseh sfira. You have to count. If you're not counting, it's a garnish. You have to count. That's the chiddush of Dvar Avraham. Aber Hazei, he says he wants to miyashiv a psak of the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah, in the beginning of Yuchas Sefira Saraimer, brings down as a chiddush. It's in Tov Peites, Seif מיליקר ישראל שכולך ובבורך בספר לעצמו ואין ספר ואין ספר על השליח קוצב האחרונים וספיר המותרס בכל לושן ובלבד שיובין אויסר הלושן ואם אינו מובין אפילו סיפר בלושן הקודש אינו יויצה וכיוון לא יודע מהי כאומר אין זה ספיר ספרי נמוגן אברהם צמוגן אברהם קרישמה דהלוכר is if a person says קרישמה even if he doesn't know what his תויטופו is Tat Ba'afriki. He doesn't know what his Toytof is. He doesn't know what his Asif. Yeah, he thinks it's a tree. Even so, he's Yoytze. If he says it in English, so he has to take understand what he's saying. But if he says Beloshen HaKodesh, it's the beginning of the Sugas and the Dorim, you don't have to understand what you're saying. If you say Beloshen HaKodesh, you're also Yoytze. So B'meile, so why here, Freid Nemogin Avraham, if you don't understand what you're saying, you're not Yoytze? Zog the Dvar Avraham, because the mitzvah is to count. And if you don't know what you're saying, it's not called counting. So I want to explain it a little bit more below this. I want to say, Apo Chidushman, or not know what is masking with me about that. The chefetz of the mitzvah is to count. Just not, I could look now, I'm starting to count, who is here? I could speak it out. One, two, three. I could count without saying. In Krishma is pum fakert. You have to say Krishma. Maybe the hobbit a kop eichet zu trachen was mizokt. But the mitzvah is to say. Sfira is the opposite. The mitzvah is to count. Zaloch is not enough to count inside your head. Speak it out. Oh, but speak it out and you don't know what you're counting is not called counting. What's it you say to the Mishneh Berurah? You don't have to understand. You know it's a Krishma Kiddush, even if you don't understand Loshna Kiddush. Megillah. No one knows what it is. Gemara says, Lo yadina ma'aninu. But you know it's a. Arotzim yotu tchufim. We don't know. But you know it's a. Loshna Kiddush, you know it's a. We don't understand what it is. But here it's not the words. It's no mitzvah to count 49 days to say. The mitzvah is to count. To count the clicks inside. This Mogam Rom says, you can't count. 2 days misafik. He explains this is the reason in Chutzlar, it's a mot nezach. Everything they do double. Yeah? Pesach, extra day, Sukkos, everything double. And Broches Levatoledom, Arts Minig of Sainu Beyodeinu, Mamish, Mamish, like a Mamish, a Peladik Azach, yeah? They eat matzah 8 days, you sit in Sukkos, a Peladik Azach. Misafik. Why Sphira? They start to count the second day of Pesach. But they don't count. Second day of Pesach, Ayom Yom Echot. The third day, Ayom Yom Echot, Ayom Shtei Yomim. And don't think it's Modne. I saw when I was in Chutz La'aretz, the guy with the Korbonis of Sukkos. You don't have a problem that looks funny, yeah? So why the guy with the Korbonis, Vayim Hashem Yom Hashlish, Shlishi Revi, also Kriyas HaTeir, in front of everyone you do it, not only quiet and Musaf, yeah? So Modne Zach, decide what it is. I don't know, maybe say it. Not the slow, we say by Yom HaShani, by Yom HaShlishi. Everything is very neat. Then by Yom HaShani, Yom HaShlishi. Then tomorrow, Yom HaShlishi, Yom HaRavi. Ravi, well, the Torah says, we don't know, we're supposed to, yeah. So I don't understand it. Meaning I'm saying it by your name. So in Sfira, I say, today one and two. Achas, 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 Ach So the Rishonim asked the kashas. Some Rishonim say that we were nervous that the first day of Shavuos people will not keep it mamish. Because the Rishonim said, we're counting it. So we'll come to Chilion. It's very partial. Bizman based on Migdash, they didn't count Misafik. They didn't count. There's no counting Misafik. We do meaning of a Seder B'yodeinu. They kept Pesach Misafik. They did a second Seder Misafik. All these things they did. But they didn't count Misafik. Because there's no Musaf to count Misafik. If you don't know the dead, you don't count. So today, we don't have a Misafik. We count. And we only can count the right way. I, the Moshe, have a Suffolk. I don't want to be if the Moshe, a person knows. He knows that today is 23. But his Hebrew is Shvach. He doesn't know. He knows. He looks at the day is 23, you know. But he doesn't know how it fits in the word. Shem Shavua Echol V'Shtei Yomim. He's green yet. Yeah? So the Shal is if he's Yoitze. He knows the number, but he doesn't know how it fits in the words. He doesn't know how he's counting. Vesach Nisht. I don't want to think of Chumre Alamol. I'm saying that no one is masking with me, but I think it's Emes of Chumre. A lot of times, you know, you finish the count, everyone is counting, and a guy comes over to you and tells you, so today was 24? Like he counted, but like he wants to be sure. So if it comes from OCD, it's under a Zach, yeah? Some people just send them to the doctor. But sometimes the pshat is, he take it as a kleinus suffix. And he wants to be nervous. So I tell him, yeah, it's 24, but say again, I am 24. Because when you counted, you were not sure. So it's a tzfira suffix. So it could be you're not yaitze. The guy, everyone says, he thinks that he heard the oilam say 24, but later he checks, you know, he goes to the calendar. He checks that he did the right thing. I say, Alamol, if this is the matter, say it over again. That's the answer. So, mainly, I told him, Shemazam and Erebach, and Chaim Kanievsky, I think he chob a teretz to the kasha with a stipling of Liban Tzorichir. What is the shayl of the Ran? Some mitzvahs you make al, and some mitzvahs you make le. So, is a b'shliach you make al, less a b'shliach you make le. Say it. Is a b'shliach you make al, less a b'shliach you make le. Fragt of a mikro megillah we make al, sagt er, is a b'shliach you make al. Fragt of the kash is fira sa'imer, he says, kvar kora va'imer, v'sefer meilov, why doesn't answer, is a b'shliach they should make al. The poshta teretz. Why has to come to a whole andere teretz? This is the kash we were asking. So we wanted a mechiyach, why is this in sfira sa'imer, shumayak al doesn't help. So in Mikra Megillah, he could have answered Shemei Koine. Sfira Soimer, he can't answer it. So the Kash was, why the Chofetz Chaim? He was Mesupik of Shemei Koine, helps in Sfira Soimer or not. Why the Chofetz Chaim? Didn't make a Raif in the Ran? That's the Kash, he was Megifrek, and the Stabler, he left Zorich here. The answer is very poshut. The Mishnebura Sofak is, if Shemei Koine helps, if you could say, Ayoyim Shtei Yomim, and Yenem will listen. Like Mikra Megillah. Or you have to say it yourself. That's the Sofak for the Mishnebura. The Ran and the Mishnah Berurah says, "Be'ikar Adin, you could might see one each other." The Ritz Geirus says, "Not Sfartem Lochem Lechol Echod Ve'Echod." In Ran we see that you cannot. Why the Ran didn't answer that? For Yisraimer Shemei Koine helps, like Mikra Megillah. The answer is very poshut. The Ran said a klal, it's Lom Neshevot. Isa b'shliach you make al. Lesa b'shliach you make le. Fight a mikro megillah. You can't send someone else to do it. He says, you could. He says it. You either have to listen. But Shemei Koine is enough to consider that Issa B'Shliach. Shemei Koine is enough to consider Issa B'Shliach. Say that. So it's considered Issa B'Shliach. We're asking a kasha, mikro megillah, Sfira Sa'imer also. Ask, why make up? Answer, Issa B'Shemei Koine. The answer is like this. Mikro Megillah, Sfira Soimer, even if Issa B'Shemei Koine, meaning to say that he will say and I will listen, it's not called Issa L'Yedei Shliach. And I want to explain. Megillah is considered Issa L'Yedei Shliach. He reads the Megillah and I'm listening. He's doing the mitzvah. I have to connect through listening. This is called Issa B'Shliach. This is considered Issa B'Shliach. Sfiras HaOmer, you're right, even if we will say that he could say the words and I could listen. But for sure, I have to know the counting. And for sure I have to understand. Because the chefzah of the mitzvah is to count. He can count for me. He could say for me. Mikra Megillah, he's reading for me. So this is called, Zog Naran, this is called Issa B'Shliach. This is considered Issa B'Shliach. Masha'enken. It's for us, even if he could say the words for me, but it's not called Issa B'Shliach, because the Maisa Sphere I will be doing on my own. He will only be made to me in the words. But the Maisa Sphere, I will do the Maisa Sphere. So while I will do the Maisa Sphere, the Mele is not called Issa B'Shliach. So Avada could be the Ran is masking that someone else could say the words. The Hein, B'Shlebura has a tzad, no. Sfartem lochem, kol echot ve'echot. Kachtem lochem, kol echot ve'echot. The other tzad is he could say it for me. But when he could say it for me, it doesn't help Legabe the B'Shailah for Issa B'Shliach. Because I have to count. You're right, he will say the words, but I will have to understand. Both them said Sigirich. Amar Hazei, now we have to go back to this person. You have a guest, we said a potential Bar Tshuva that comes to your house, and you take him to Shul, and you show him to say, Ayoyim Yoyim Echot Ba'ayimah. He doesn't know what he's saying. He asked what he said now, he prayed. That's what he will say. Ayoyim Yoyim Echot Ba'ayimah. I think it's a Baruch HaLevatole. So if he doesn't understand the words, the Mishnah Berurah says it's garbage. So he doesn't understand what he's saying. Maybe if he will say it on the English side of the Siddur. But I think, could be, even if he will say the English side of the Siddur, saying, I know we have to ask the Gdolei Hadot, the Shaila. Could be it's a Brocha Levatole. And here I don't know how much, because maybe even some Bachrim. He doesn't know what it means. He doesn't know what it means. Today is one. One what? One to the Ayma. What means one to the Ayma? I know some Bachim will say they also don't know exactly what means to the Omer exactly. What the Omer was called, what is exactly. But we mistamed it's enough, what we understand about this whole system, mistamed it's enough to be considered that we're counting. But a person that doesn't know what is happening, could be chlal on a Maisa Sphere. So if you know there's a mitzvah to count from this days to that days, could be it's also enough. The guy is here one day, he fell from nowhere, yeah? He's like, Ayoyim Yomechot Ba'ayimah, Ayoyim Yomechot Ba'ayimah. Counting what? You're not counting that it's today one. Today you say that it's one. So could be B'chai Gavne, it's not called the Sphere B'chlam. So I'm saying, so Memele, I don't know already now if it's so poshut. First we had a shayla of a person that knows that he forgets if you could count sphira or not. We bring big machlekes apoyskim. So you're right, I said the achroi of the gdol is manenu is that you could carry on counting even that you know that you will forget. Yeah? Shem Zalman, Rabbi Yashar, Rabbi Shishterenbuch, Lemaise deo machriya, Deloike Chob Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Zilberstein, Vesiyatom, Chofetz Chaim, Lefile Shulchan Shloime, that you don't make a bracha, yeah? We're machriya that you could make a bracha. But when you have such a case that you don't know if the person knows bichlal what he's counting, I think maybe it's chazil itztarufa that b'chai gav netake, maybe not to tell him to make a bracha, because you machshir him in a bracha levatole. He doesn't know what he's saying. Chai gav net could be achshash bracha levatole. One more inyan that we have to know. The Mishnah Berurah said that if someone asks you how much is today, not to tell him. Just to say, yesterday was kach v'kach. So even Shulchan Aruch Tov Petes if Dalet. Mi sheshoy lo yisi chavei Rebin Ashmoshes kama yimei hasfira b'ze alaylo, yoyimar loy et moil hoyo kach v'kach. Shim yoyimar loy hayoyim kach v'kach, eino yochoy lachzo v'limnes bebrochim. Zog the Mishnah Berurah. Shekvar yotza yidei sfira leman da omar mitzvahs ein tzriches kavone. Ve'avda anon kaimelo on the tzriches kavone. Ve'zeh alo ilo ikiven lotzas b'zeh yidei mitzvah. לעניין ברוכה צריך לחמר ולא חוש לאחדיה דלא יבורך על הספירה שאם נאחר כך. ויש עוד עצה שיחוון בפירוש שלו אילוצס בזה ידי ספירה. אחרוני. So the Mishabur asks the question, why you can't answer? Mitzvah is Kavanah, it's not called that I counted. Zogta, we choishesh to the shittas that you are Yoytze. We choishesh. And there's another Yoytze, to mechaven lehed, you're not to be Yoytze. This is what the Mishabur brings down. And the Moir v'Ktzio steht the andere Territz. He says the Mitzvah is to count the day. You're right, even if you didn't have a kavone, but you counted the day already, you can't count again. The day is counted. You can't count the day that was already counted. The mitzvah is kiilu, I count. I speak out the counting. When it's counted already, when you count, it's done. You count, you have 10, you can't count. I have 10, I can't count them again. It's counted. So if I said the amount of days, it's like the Mo'vik Tzir. The Nafkimina is, La Aloch the place can bring down. What happens if a person forgot one night to count? Why he forgot? Not because he didn't go to Shul, Chasim Shul. He goes to Shul every time. What happened to this person was, before Maariv, someone asked him how much is today. So he told him today is Kach Lekach. So then he remembered that when he was a kid, they told him if you answer, you can't count. So he said he will ask someone. That's his Rabbi Chweitz. Then his Rabbi didn't come Seder Shlishi. So he didn't ask him. Then now the other 90 members of the Maizik never counted again. So he wants to know if you could rely on what he said, Ayoyim Yer Mechot, to answer that person that is considered that he counted to carry on counting. Maizik Shoyo. He told someone the day, so he didn't count later. But he thought that he doesn't have to count later. The truth is, you just count again without a bracha. Now he's in the other day, he wants to use that counting to carry out. For the film, the Bura is a gomish. Mr. Tzuchas Kavane. Just be a choshesh, the Gavi Bracha Levatole, that he will not count. But Avalu, we can't consider it counting. Masha Engel, if he didn't move to see the day was counted. Like we said before, B'Shem de Bahag, when you count by day, you don't do a mitzvah. But the day is counted. So the film of Ktzia, you could carry on counting. So Zogin the Poiskim, so the Halacha, you could carry on counting. Because it's fake, fake. Maybe every day is a separate mitzvah, and even if not, maybe the more Ktzia is right. Especially the film of Eliashiv. Now we said that Be'etzem, every day is a separate mitzvah. Just we have Noyek to be Choshes, and all the shit is not to do it. But B'meile, B'chai Gavna, that you already counted. If it's already counted, B'meile, the Chai Gavna is not even a chashash, and maybe you could carry on counting with a bracha.
I just said.
No, he said exactly how much is today.
He didn't mean to count.
He counted it. He said.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
No, this is counting. He says what day is it? He's counting the day. He's giving a number to the day.
He's not giving a number.
He says today.
He's telling him what
day today is. This is counting. Today is the fifth day.
I'm not telling what day is.
I said that chalos counting. I'm counting the day. Today is five. Today is six. So I said the guy says Yom Yechabem. He knows today is one. That guy says Chal. He doesn't know where it's falling, what it means today. One. 1,000 maybe. You mean 1,000? Yeah, 1,000. Well, as a guy. You say today is the fifth day. Fifth day of the day.
First of all, I have to know that the tackle of the day is 12 years.
No, he knows what day in the day is.